Daily Breakthrough Bread, August 25th, 2026. What has your attention? Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 32, key verse. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 32, KJV Reflection. Recently, I was reading a book that was not actually written as a Christian book, but I came across something that made me stop and think about fear and faith. The author was writing about attention and how much of our experience is shaped by what we give our attention to. He told the story of a science writer, Winifred Gallagher, who was diagnosed with a serious form of cancer. As she walked away from the hospital after receiving the diagnosis, she had a sudden realization. This disease wanted to take over her attention, as in to monopolize it. So, as much as possible, she decided to commit to focusing on her life, her career, and every other good thing that her life consisted of instead. This actually worked surprisingly well. The treatment was exhausting and terrible, but she noticed something surprising. Her circumstances were difficult, yet her life, as she noted, was often quite pleasant. That made me think about fear and faith, because the same thing feeds both. Fear has a way of demanding our attention. A problem can happen, and before long it is all we think about. We think about it when we wake up, while we work, and even before we sleep. We imagine what could happen next, what could go wrong, what we might lose, and all manner of things. The circumstance may still be the same, but something has changed inside us. The problem has begun to occupy our attention. It has started to monopolize our attention, and what has our attention often begins to shape what we feel. This is where Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 32 becomes very important. Paul does not tell us that there will be no these things. There are things that can frighten us, trouble us, and make us wonder what will happen. Instead, he turns our attention somewhere else. He reminds us of what God has already done. He that spared not his own son. Think about that. When fear begins telling you that God may not care for you, look again at what he has already done. God did not withhold his son from you. He gave him for you. If God has already given what was most precious, why should you doubt that he will continue to care for you and accomplish his purposes for you, even when you do not know how your situation will turn out? This does not mean that the problem is imaginary. It does not mean that the diagnosis is not serious, the financial need is not real, the future is not uncertain, or the situation will necessarily turn out the way you want. It means that the problem is not the only thing that deserves your attention, and it should not be allowed to monopolize it. Fear says, look at what is happening. Faith says, look at what God has already done. Fear keeps bringing your attention back to the threat. Faith brings your attention back to God, His Word, His character, and His faithfulness. Perhaps that is why Scripture repeatedly tells us to remember. We are forgetful people. We can spend the whole day thinking about everything that might go wrong and forget what God has already said. So today, when something begins to occupy your mind and fear starts taking over, don't pretend it isn't there. Bring it to God. But then deliberately turn your attention to what He has already said about such a situation and what He has already done. The circumstance may still be there when you finish praying, but you will no longer allow it to monopolize your attention. Instead, fix your gaze on Jesus, remember what he has already done, and trust him with what happens next. This might be hard to do, but if you do it, you will forever live a happy life, knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Prayer. Father, help me to turn my attention always to you. When I am afraid, remind me of what you have already said and what you have already done for me in Christ. Teach me to trust you, even when my circumstances have not changed. Amen. Today's challenge. Read Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33 carefully. Pay particular attention to Peter's movement. He began by stepping out toward Jesus, but when he saw the wind, he became afraid and began to sink. Ask yourself, what has been taking my attention away from Jesus lately? What am I looking at that is making me afraid? Read the passage again and notice what Peter does when he begins to sink. Lord, save me. Today, when fear begins to take your attention, don't allow it to monopolize your mind. Turn your attention back to Jesus. Bring the situation to him. Remember what he has said, and keep your eyes on him even while the wind is still blowing. Key takeaway: fear grows when we give our attention to what threatens us. Faith grows when we turn our attention to what God has already said and done, and trust him with what happens next. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Ever-Growing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.